Well, good morning, everyone. If you guys were all listening to Arlen's mess, what he was sharing, he about took my children's lesson away. So this morning, I'd like to share on a verse in James. It's James 1, verse 19. That would say, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." So it says that each one of us, we should be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So what does that mean? What does swift to hear mean? Swift would be quick, like be quick to listen when someone is speaking. So let's say if you're at home and your parents tell you something, to not just ignore it, but be quick to listen to them. Always have open ears and... And Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning." So if we want to learn things, if we want to grow and we want to know wisdom, we need to be quick to hear it. Even in church services, as I'm speaking to you and as others speak, always have open ears and listen to what others are saying. There's a little poem here. It says, "Listening ears. Two little ears were made by God to listen to His word, to hear the stories of His love, the sweetest ever heard. When mommy speaks or daddy calls, I will not run and hide. I'll be swift to hear their voice with loving joy inside. For the Bible says to listen fast and to be quite slow to speak. This is the way to follow Christ with a heart so kind and meek." So the next part of it, it tells us to be slow to speak. So what does that mean, to be slow to speak? I don't think that means, you know, some people talk faster than others. I don't think that means to be real slow to speak. I don't think that's what that means. It means to choose our words carefully, to think about our words before we speak. I have a little illustration here I'd like to do. That's the reason why we should be slow to speak, because how important it is. Maybe I could get two little boys to come up here. Who would want to volunteer to do this? Maybe two of your older ones. Would you want to come? And you two? That's the reason why we should be slow to speak. Would you want to hold the plate and the spoon? And then here's some toothpaste. Why don't you just come up here so that all the other children can see you? So this toothpaste in here is going to resemble our words. As right now, our words are inside our mouth. As a toothpaste is inside the bottle right now. So why don't you open the toothpaste and put a big pile on there. Put it up so they can see it coming out. So this is our words. What we're speaking, our words that are coming out of our mouth. You can see this toothpaste is resembling our words. Now, you can shake that off. Now, I'd like you to hold that. Now, I want you to try to put the toothpaste back in our mouth. Can you try to put the toothpaste back in there? Can you get it in there? You can't get it in there. It doesn't go back in. See, our words, when we speak, our words, once we speak them, we can't get them. We can't return them back into our mouth. It's nearly impossible to do that. So that's why it's so important that we watch how we speak, and we speak in love, because we can't take our words once they're spoken and put them back in our mouth. That's why we got to choose our speech carefully. I think that's what that means, to be slow to speak. We need to think about our words before we speak them. Sometimes that can be a challenge. Someone says something, we want to quick say something back to them, but always choose your words carefully and speak slow. And here's another little poem about speaking. It says, "Two little ears upon my head to hear the things the Bible said, but only one small mouth to speak, to keep me gentle, mild, and meek. Wherefore, my child, be swift to hear, and keep your Savior's teaching near. Be slow to speak, and slow to wrath, to walk the narrow righteous path. For hasty words can cause a tear, but quiet listening brings us cheer. Think first before you make a sound, and let God's perfect peace be found. So it's saying to think first before we make a sound. Otherwise, you can cause others to have tears, and you can, if we're not careful. The last thing, another thing is the Lord. We know that the Lord knows, and He hears all things. He hears our speech, the way we talk. It's another reason we should be careful with the way we speak, because He knows all things. Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." So we should make sure our words are acceptable in the sight of the Lord, because he hears us. The last thing the verse tells us is to be slow to wrath. So what is wrath? Wrath would be anger. So it's telling us to not be quick to get angry. Be slow at doing that. Think about it before you do that, before you get angry. If someone does something to you, or so you have a toy or you have a piece of candy, someone takes it from you, don't all of a sudden get angry at them or say something. Think about it first. Think about what Jesus will do. So slow to wrath means long-suffering, which means patiently enduring hardships. Sometimes in this life we face hard things. There's hard things that come our way, or difficult things. But no matter what comes our way in life, we need to be slow to wrath. We need to think about it and not suddenly get angry. And that's an area, every area of our life. We need to think about it and think, what would Jesus do? I have a short little story here about a little boy. His name was Leo. It says, 10-year-old Leo was having a rough afternoon. First, he spilled his bright blue juice all over his freshly finished science poster. Then, just as he was sitting down to clean it up, his younger sister, Mia, accidentally knocked over his favorite Lego castle. Leo felt his face turn hot. His heart began to beat like a drum. He opened his mouth, ready to yell at Mia and blame her for ruining his whole day. But right before the angry words burst out, Leo remembered his Sunday school lesson from the book of James. Everyone should be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So taking a deep breath, Leo squeezed his eyes shut and said a quick, quiet prayer. God, help me to calm down right now. So he was ready to holler at his sister because his sister knocked over his little castle, but then he remembered the lesson in Sunday school, and so he closed his eyes and said a little prayer. And we can do the same things too. Sometimes when we feel like saying something or someone does something to us, we can close our eyes and just say a quick prayer and ask the Lord to help us through it. This was his prayer. He said, "God, help me to calm down right now." That's all he said in his little prayer. He asked the Lord to help him to calm down. And he opened his little eyes and looked at his little sister. His little sister's bottom lips were shaking. She was scared because she thought her older brother was going to chew her out. It says, Mia's bottom lip was trembling and big tears were pooling in her eyes. She looked terrified, realizing she had made a mistake. Instead of shouting, Leah's shoulders relaxed. He knelt down beside the broken blocks and said, "It's okay, Mia. It's just a toy. We can build it again together." Mia wiped her tears and smiled, hugging her big brother. Later that evening, as Leo reflected on the day, he realized something important. Anger is just a natural feeling, but it is what we do with those feelings that matter. By choosing to pause and pray and respond with love rather than reacting in anger, he protected his relationship with his sister and felt a wonderful sense of peace. So I'm sure that you all are friends here. And if you guys want to protect your relationship and always be friends, you need to, we can choose when someone does something to us, we can choose to get angry, or we can ask the Lord to help us to love that person and to love each other. We can't do it on our own strength, but if we have the Lord in our hearts, He can help us to do so. And you guys can be friends for the rest of your life. So, hopefully you guys understood all that. And I have something here to give you. We'll say a little prayer, then you guys can get it on your way up. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord, this day. I want to thank you for this another beautiful morning you've given us, Lord, for your word that we already heard this morning. Lord, I pray for Brother Leroy as he comes forward to share. Be with him, give him a calm heart, and bless him, Lord, and help him to share what you laid upon his heart. And be with the little children here. Help them, Lord, to be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. And just be with them and bless them, Lord, this day, and keep them in your care. We love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.